like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. As the fridge say, CC La Missione, Radio Marketing Pulpit at J Suite, Robert Gatewood, both your host, Newsom the C, Tut Lavandre D. Matane, 10 at 30 Por Vua Porte, O Bon Evangile Marketing. Folks, we're on a mission here. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and as always, we have ourselves a great show. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Marketing Pulpit is in town. We're here to empower you, to educate you, to inform you, inspire you, and we do this every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We've been on this mission now for the past 8 years, and we're going to be here for a while because we're serving a purpose. We are in a time right now where we need people who are out here that's not all about themselves, but about the uplifting of our community, about moving people forward and changing our dynamics so that we are more empowered, that we can get on this economic train, and we can do this better if we have businesses in our community and that we're supporting these businesses. But these businesses have to be successful, and that's where the Marketing Pulpit comes in. We're trying to make these businesses successful, and that's part of our mission. Also, we have a great lineup of co-hosts and guests, and today we have joining us in the studio a talented young lady, Tyler J. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit, Tyler J.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Tyler J., introduce yourself to the audience. I've had the pleasure of running into this young lady over at the MFL and the Nigerian group, an event the other day, and we had the pleasure of running into each other. I'd seen her on LinkedIn and on social media, so I was no stranger to her, but I had the pleasure of meeting her in person, and her story was so compelling, and she had such a dynamic personality. It was a no-brainer to invite her to join us on the Marketing Pulpit today as a guest host. So give us a brief overview of who you are and what you do.
Sure. So for, like you said, I go by the name of Tyler J. I am a host, model, actress. I was state finalist for Miss Maryland USA for 2 years straight. And also I was in the state delegate from Miss Black America. So whoop, representing from DMV, from the DMV area.
All right.
And I represent for sure. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for joining me today. We've got a lot going on, and later in the show, we're going to have Miss Felicia Day. She's going to talk about accounting. She's going to bring us up to date on what you should be doing as a business owner as far as accounting is concerned. And we're also going to have the Fort Washington Urgent Care Center. They're out of Fort Washington, Maryland, right outside the D.C. suburbs. They're going to bring some health news. And so we just have a lot going on today. We have a lot going on, as always. The show is broadcast here on Radio 1 every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We have shows throughout the week on our other platforms. On Monday, we have Mr. Dennis Shipman out of New York. On Tuesday, we have Miss Sharon Bennett out of Charlotte. Wednesday, we have the Brothers for Real from North Carolina. On Friday, we have the Therapist Show. And on Saturday, we have the Sports Show with Mr. Keith Howard. Also, during each week of the month, we have a different host. On the first Friday of the month, we have attorney Tisha Hillman and Andre Spelling, a financer. On the second Friday, which is the day we have Miss Felicia Day, the third Friday we have Winner Cullins, and on the fourth Friday we have Mr. Danny Jones. So the Marketing Pulpit, we're on a mission to make things happen. And today, as I said, we have our guest host, the talented Miss Tyler J.
Yes.
Quickly in the news, Apple has launched its three new iPhones, the iPhone XS, the XX Max, and the cheaper NR model. And so if you are out there in the tech world, stay abreast of what Apple is doing. Now, some of the things that you need to be aware of that's happening in technology is that it is becoming more and more a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get a device like an iPhone, Tyler J., in the old days, an iPhone or a phone in general, the main function was a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now saying an iPhone is a phone is just like saying a car is a cup holder. There are so many other things. There's so many other things that come with a phone. The phone is almost the least of what it does.
Right.
It's a camera, it's a scheduler, it's a videographer, it's so many things.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are checking their, and so stay abreast of technology. Now, something else to be aware of is that there's a group of people who are actually telling technology to slow down.
What?
And they're saying, if a good reason, is because security and safety is not keeping up with technology.
Mm.
Your personal information is being compromised. Every time you look around, something is being hacked.
Mm-hmm.
So there is actually I'm telling you to watch this. There is a slow underground movement to get technology to slow down a little bit.
Not even surprised. That's actually not even surprising to hear due to the fact that I think that people, you know, who work for Apple or Samsung, sometimes, you know, they're more about the money than about what's safe on your phone.
Yeah.
And people put so many things on their phone. I mean, this thing that probably the world should never know about, okay? We don't know what's on y'all phone, and I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to tell us what's on y'all phone. But, I mean, can you imagine if that goes spread around?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be crazy.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, Lord, if I happen to die today, just swipe whatever on my phone in my photo gallery and in my text.
Those passwords come in handy.
Boy, so you're right about that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Down in North Carolina and on the East Coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Virginia are experiencing Hurricane Florence today. Now, I have family down there, and I've been checking on them and friends and family down there. Mm-hmm. They did downgrade it from a Category 4 down to a Category 2.
That's great.
But what they're saying is don't get too happy about that Category 2, because even though the winds won't be blowing your roof off, mm-hmm. the water is coming in just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still going to see those 9 feet flood walls, and there's going to be some serious flooding. And so to all the folks down in the Carolinas, we have you in our thoughts. Be safe,
mm-hmm.
seek higher ground, and just know, as most things, this too shall pass.
Absolutely.
This too shall pass. I hope everybody down there is safe, family and friends. We are praying for you up here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
We have some events coming up on September 29th, the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar, which takes place every month. We've been doing it now since March. This will be number 6, and Ms. Kia Carpenter has assembled a very talented crew of people in the home and lending and credit fields, asset protection, insurance, different ways to get from debt to wealth. And she has put together a group that can eliminate most of the obstacles. If you would go to marketingpulpit.com, we actually have a video. We have information about the event. Go to marketingpulpit.com and just click on that link, and it will take you to a video that shows you testimonies of people who've actually come to the seminar, and some are telling stories, and it has been life-changing to many. So that's Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar. You can also call them at 202-725-9843. The event is held at Beko Center in Atlanta, Maryland, which is also right outside of Washington, D.C. Come on out, get some information, and start going from debt to wealth. The information is out there. The information is out there if you will seek it. And this is one event has been very phenomenal and helped quite a few people along the way. Now, I want to touch on a topic today quickly, and Tyler J., you can join me on this, but
mm-hmm.
I put out a note on my Facebook and on the website. Can a bad customer be a bad thing? And I'm going to say this because I bring this information based on experience. I've been in the marketing and business development field now for 25, almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I bring these tips and this information and insight, it's based on experience.
Right.
So I've had people say, I get people calling me all the time talking about this bad customer they had, this nightmare of a customer, and what should they do about it?
Mm.
And I have to keep, sometimes you have to, I turn the tide on them. And sometimes they're looking at me funny because I'm not being their amen corner, as they say, I have a bad customer.
Mm.
Now, yes, there are some bad people in the world.
Yeah, indeed.
There are some people who are rude, demeaning, condescending, racist, sexist, homophobic.
Ooh.
just downright poor excuses for a human being.
We going to church today, y'all. We going to church.
I hate to say it, Tyler G, but there are some of those folks out there.
Absolutely.
And every now and then, these people would darken your doorway as a customer or a client.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to yourself, how did I get this person?
Right.
Now, by the other token, sometimes you might be too quick to label somebody a bad customer. You might need to look in the mirror. Now, why do I say that? Are you saying they are a bad customer because they are demanding good service? Are you saying they are a bad customer because they are expecting what you promised that you would deliver?
Right.
And you're not doing it, okay?
Right.
Are you calling them a bad customer because maybe you overpromised and underdelivered? Or are you calling them a bad customer because you disappeared maybe right after getting paid and now they have an attitude about it? Or, don't let me start preaching now.
All righty now, I'm ready.
Or are you saying they are a bad customer because you failed to onboard them properly? If you don't understand onboarding process, that means when a customer comes in the door, there are steps that you should take.
Right.
To make that customer feel at home and welcome.
Right.
You have to let them know what's going to be next, mm-hmm. what the steps are, mm-hmm. what they have to do, what you're going to do, and what should be expected. If you're not doing that, you are setting yourself up for a dissatisfied customer that you might end up calling a bad customer.
And then they bash them on social media.
Tell me.
You know what? I got to say, even in the industry that I am, you know, I'm in, and it's an industry, you know, it's entertainment industry, and it's a lot of people that says they can do the job but don't really do the job.
Hello.
And it's amazing because it creates a character. Well, it's almost like you don't even be bothered because they're not delivering what they said they were supposed to deliver.
Preach.
And then it looks at you, you know, you're looking at yourself like, okay, so what can I do? Because sometimes you don't want to come up too strong. You don't want to come off too arrogant, you know, or too, you know, inconsistent with anything. And then the first thing they do is blame everything on you for not doing their job.
Preach, sister. Look here.
And that's a crazy thing because it puts such a bad taste in people's mouths. It's almost like you can ruin it for the next person because if that's what your perception is, you're doing the wrong job, period.
We are talking about how a bad customer can be a good thing. Now, you're saying to yourself, how can a bad customer be a good thing? I'm going to tell you how. Because what you might think of the bad customer can actually cause you to up your game. Now, I'm speaking from experience. I've had people in my who become clients of mine, and this was a while ago before I understood how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, this person is terrible. But guess what? When I changed my attitude and increased my level of service, at the end of the day, I was a better company. Folks, we're talking about can a bad customer be a good thing? We're going to finish after the break. I have in the studio Ms. Tyler J. We're also going to talk about balancing your personal life and business life, and Tyler J is going to help us on that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Domino's. On Route 4, Pennsylvania, outbound at Suitland Parkway, the accident is cleared. It's still pretty slow, but everything is now opened. 295 southbound. The accident was near the 11th Street Bridge. Very slow now from East Capitol Street to get past all the activity there. Not too bad right now as you head inbound or outbound on New York Avenue between Northeast and Northwest. Just the usual volume. Introducing Domino's Hotspots. Get pizza delivered to outdoor locations like parks, beaches, and more. Not at home, not a problem. Visit Domino's.com for details on Domino's Hotspots. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 76. Cloudy overnight down to 70. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning becoming more intermittent in the afternoon, a high near 78. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, I'm stepping on toes this morning. Get out your iron-toed boots. I am not taking prisoners, but folks, I don't have time to be playing around. We're trying to get customers to the get these businesses to the point where they can make some money. And we have to stop soft peddling and coddling people who are providing less than good service and turning around and saying they got a bad customer. I know too many. I'm not going to baby you. I'm just going to tell you.
Ooh, child.
You're saying I have a bad customer, but you have hours that are inconvenient. You have discourteous staff, and they call you on it. You overcharging people for the same product they can get somewhere else. And then when they call you on it and they say, hey, I don't think I like your service, now you're calling them a bad customer. And as I said earlier, Tyler J., we know there are some folks that are just downright bad.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to make excuse for the really, really bad customers. But I don't want you as a business owner to be too quick to label somebody a bad customer. Mm-hmm. I say, see this as an opportunity to up your game. I had a client not too long ago. I had to hearken back to this advice, because sometimes you can really lose yourself. You're having a bad day, and this mm-hmm. person calling you right. three or four times, texting you saying, why can't you make this small tweak on my website, or why is my logo not exactly the way you said it was going to be?
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, I have a bad customer on my hand. Then I said to myself, first of all, let's evaluate what it is that they're asking for. First, can it be done? Mm-hmm. Second, is it within normal expectations? You go your step, you walk down the normal checklist, and you say to yourself, you know what? Maybe this is not exactly a bad customer. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to improve my service. And whenever you take that attitude and see it as an opportunity to improve your service, you will come out on the winning end. So I'm going to wrap this up and put a bow on it by saying, all of you out here, particularly people in the service industry, where you don't have a tangible product, this is very acute, because you're being evaluated on something where they don't have something like if I sell you a shirt, mm-hmm. the shirt is either good or bad.
Right.
But if I'm talking about a service, there's so much gray area. There's so much subjectivity. Mm-hmm. Look at this criticism. Look at these people that you might be about to label as a bad customer, and ask yourself, go look in the mirror and say, is it me? Is this an opportunity for me to improve my service? And if you do that, then you may find yourself on a winning streak.
Let me tell you something before we wrap this up. I got to say, that is the most strongest thing I have heard all year long, because it is so true. And people, the biggest thing about having a business and owning a business is that you cannot be inconsistent. Mm. You cannot be content. Mm. You cannot worry about what other people will say.
Amen.
You have to go through your goals. We have one life to live. And after that life, we don't know what may happen. Ha. So why live through someone else if you can't do it for yourself?
Preacher Tyler J.
You cannot be inconsistent business, and you've got to push yourself. Why be content? I'm sorry. I know I'm preaching.
Are you a reverend?
I'm preaching. I know. It's not Sunday yet. We got to wait a couple days for Sunday.
I'm looking to see if you got a little collar here, a little Ooh. White collar that the preacher wears.
I had to flex my collar a little bit.
Get my James Brown robe and hang on your shoulder.
Okay. Swing the curls. Okay. But it is so true.
Well, let me ask you this. You're a business owner. You have a company. Favor.
I do. It's called Favor One. I co-own the company. It's a marketing company. We do workshops for actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. We work on models, that type of thing. We're mostly about giving back to people because, it's not about us all the time.
Well, you know what? You are saying something that I think needs to be said more often by more companies because when you focus all the energy on yourself, mm-hmm. then you're really on a short – you're going on the road to nowhere. I learned early on that the more you give, and this sounds cliche, it sounds a little old school, and sometimes some of the younger people don't get it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I ain't young. I'm old school.
You got an old spirit, too.
Can't be an SOS band. Don't let me go.
I'm not even going to tell people how old this young lady
Please.
Is.
Please.
But she has a spirit. She has learned. Somebody has been schooling you well. But it's about serving. Mm-hmm. You don't need a PhD to serve. You don't need an Esquire or JD degree to serve.
Right.
You don't need to be a CPA to serve.
Right.
All you got to do is have a spirit in your heart and the willingness to give back. And you can serve. And serve, when you think about serve, think about service. Mm. And if you're not providing good service, you are not serving.
You get a wrong job.
And you're on the road to nowhere. Now tell us about, let's talk about you for a minute here, Tyler.
Sure.
Tell us about, I noticed I've been reading your bio and speaking about service. It's like the first two-thirds of your bio was about organizations that you're involved in that involve giving. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What is that about? I mean, where'd you learn that?
Well, I was always taught to be grateful. I was always taught to never forget where you came from. Hello. And I was always taught that, you know, there are people that have less fortunate than you do. So that just came from my heart. I have paired up with a, they're called UCAP, and they're in the DMV area, and they're a shelter for women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little Christmas thing. If you go on my social media, you'll see it all. And I, the thought of giving and seeing people who don't have the things you have, that makes me so grateful to God. Well, I kid you not.
Tell us about some of the organizations you're involved in that do this giving.
Well, definitely UCAP for sure. Like I said, they actually are in a school, basically. It used to be a school, right. And they are, you know, used it for children and women. And that's definitely one of the organizations I definitely got to recognize, because they do so much for the Prince George's County area regarding towards making sure that they get housing, making sure they get food on their table, somewhere to sleep. And to know that someone is going through those things, it makes it amazing, because you see people giving back.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, and you have so many talents and so many areas where you have influence.
Yeah.
I notice also, and I have to pick on this because I talk about it so often on the show, about the influence of social media.
Mm.
And I noticed I had followed you on LinkedIn before I actually met you.
Right.
And so when I met you, I'm saying to myself, why do I recognize her? And folks, just know, folks, social media works depend on how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a lot of followers on LinkedIn. I mean, most people would give their right arm to have that kind of influence on a social media platform. I mean, give us a tip on how to build that platform so you can get that many people following you.
Well, I definitely have to shout out to my marketing team, Favorite One. They basically kind of guided me to what to post and how to post and what to do. But the biggest tip I definitely got to give out is to stay consistent. There's going to be days that you may get 10 likes, there may be days you may get 40, maybe days you get 200. But the most important thing is to stay consistent no matter what happens, because you got to keep your face in the light. You got to keep your face, keep going. So
you're exactly right. I had somebody actually yesterday, one of my clients, she called me. We had done a lot of marketing and advertising. We'd done some radio. We'd done some direct mail. We'd done some networks. And she said, Robert, the thing we haven't done yet is social media piece. And I said, that was the next thing on my list of things we're going to do. She said, well, what can I do today before you run off to your next meeting? The thing that I told her, I said, let me give you like 5 things to do real fast. I said, do this in the morning, do this in the afternoon, do it every day of the week. I said, the key is to be consistent. Do it regularly. And she said, so she, before we got off the phone, in 5 minutes, she had written a schedule, a social media schedule.
Wow.
And the key word was constancy, consistent.
Yep.
Because people they start looking for those posts.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer you're out there, it's called nurturing. And you're going to eventually land in the inbox, or somebody's going to like you, somebody that has some influence.
Right.
And that person could be the one that could actually have that, sign you to that next contract or make that next introduction. But you won't get that if you're just popping in once or twice a month.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. So that is very good advice. I mean, I'm telling you, you have a... You have some, just the fact we were on the same note on that.
Right? Look at God. Look at Jesus.
Amen.
I really got to go to church on Sunday now. I really got to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like those, I grew up in the church. My dad was a minister. And so people always asking me, so how in the heck do you name your show Marketing Pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, you a minister? Well, I'm a minister. I have a different calling. I wasn't called to preach the gospel. I was called to help people with their businesses and to make people successful. But I have a lot of the antics of my dad. My dad was a fire and brimstone. He got me, started sweating and moonwalking and cutting flips. Well, let me ask you this, though, before we go to break. What do you, what advice would you give to people who are trying to juggle, balance personal and business life? Because a person like yourself, I can see you having a challenge with that, potentially.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, considering that I'm only 22, in my era, in my generation, it's all about the partying, it's all about the clubbing, it's all about, you know, getting in while you can. And the thing about that is that when you're trying to balance personal with business, it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
because sometimes you have to lose less of personal to focus more on business.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, like I got super, super sick and still had something to do the next day. So it was that decision like, okay, do you stay home or do you do what you got to do? And obviously I had to do what I had to do because it's still a job to be done.
Right.
But the biggest tip I definitely will give is to find a way to balance it all.
Right.
Maybe some days, one day you got to take it personal and the next minute you got to do business. You got to give time for yourself. That's the biggest thing that I do is I got to chill out. I got to watch some TV, some Hulu and watch, Chef Ramsay, on my TV because I love Chef Ramsay. I love some cooking shows. So
can you cook though?
Hey now, don't get me started. But on a serious note though, just find a way to balance it. Some days you got to do personal, some days you got to do business and just try to work it out.
I tell you what, hang on a minute. We're going to take a quick break. When you come back, I want you to let people know how they can reach you, what project you have going on, and how people can find out more about Tyler J. Folks, this is Tyler J. in the studio with Robert Gatewood. I'm your host. We're going to be right back after the break, and we're also going to have Felicia Day, the accountant. She's going to talk about what's happening in the world of finance, of business, and accounting. Right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM.
A tornado leaves a trail of destruction in a Midwestern town. A hurricane devastates a coastal community. A blizzard wipes out power to thousands in the Northeast. Wildfires threaten lives and property in the West. The highly trained citizen soldiers of the Army National Guard are there at a moment's notice, saving lives, protecting property, and restoring hope. They're driven by something greater. A calling to proudly and selflessly serve our nation and the communities they call home. If you feel called to step up, stand out, and serve others, visit NationalGuard.com. Learn how you can serve in the Guard part-time while you work or attend college full-time and earn a paycheck, gain career skills, and get help paying for college. Are you driven by something greater? Then join us. Visit NationalGuard.com today.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
How many of you are out there trying to balance your personal life and business life? Well, we have a guest in the studio who's found a way to do it. She's young, but she's powerful. She's learning some, I don't know where she got all this information at this early point in her life. I tell you one thing, she's on the road to greatness, and I'm glad to have her as a guest today in the booth here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And what I would like to do, Tyler J., is quickly tell us any projects you got going on and how people can reach out to you.
Right. So what I'm working on right now is I'm going to be in a web series that potentially may be on Netflix. Ooh. Called Being on Top. as well as major news, I'm going to be in a movie lead role called Forerunner. And it's going to be shot here and in Ghana, Africa.
Get out of here.
I wish I was lying, but I'm not.
I'm jealous. I want to go to Ghana.
Hallelujah. I give God all the praise.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to hide in your bag. I'm going to be on the plane in the cargo hold.
We'll make it work. That's between you and me. We'll make it work.
Absolutely. Wow. That's exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I knew you had great things coming. So I tell you what I'm going to do. Tell people how they can reach you and find out more about Tyler J.
Sure. So As simple as my name may sound, it's spelled a little special, you know, a little bit special. But on my Instagram, it is Tyler J, which is TYELER_JAE. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, you can find me at that same name, Tyler J, TYE_LERJAE. LinkedIn, same name. The only difference is my Snapchat. It is enchanted with 3 D's. Yes, I'm a little special, but that's okay. And yeah, pretty much Twitter, same thing, Tyler J. So that's how you could definitely reach me for sure.
All right, very good. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm going to jump on our next topic real fast. And it's good that you brought up a few minutes ago one of the topics that I like to talk about, and mm-hmm. that is social media. Mm-hmm. Does it work? Does social media work? And this, I'm going to tell you why I had to bring this up today. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you want social media to do.
Mm, good point.
As a guy who's into marketing and advertising and promotions, mm-hmm. you can ask that about any medium.
Right.
Does TV work? Does direct mail work?
Right.
Does radio work? Does networking work? They all work if you know how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing about social media. The answer really is it depends. Mm-hmm. If your expectation is to go on social media and throw out a net and catch all the customers in one day, then it's not going to work for you. You have to have realistic expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
With any type of advertising or marketing, you have to have a goal in mind. And social media is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the goals? How do I get social media to work for me? When we look at social media as a nurturing tool, in other words, you're not necessarily going to get that customer today. Mm-hmm. But it might generate a lead. If you're trying to generate leads, yes, social media can work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to nurture prospects, let's say somebody reached out to you mm-hmm. and now they're trying to decide whether or not you are really the real deal. They might go on social media and say, wow, this lady is acting. She's red carpet hosting. She's modeling. Guess what? That prospect can move from the prospect column into the customer column.
Yep.
Let's say if I have a product I'm trying to get people to try out for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We call that inducing trial. Instagram, they see the product. They see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You might give them a free sample. You might have them download the free app before they get to the paid version. Social media is great for getting people to try things out.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, yes, social media does work. Let's just say I want you to buy more of it. I already got it. You sold me. But I'm not convinced I need it every week. Guess what? Social media showing people using it over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
intensifying the uses. In that case, once again, social media does work. I'm going back to why. Does social media work? It depends on what you want social media to do.
Yep.
Okay. Let's just say you convinced me to buy it. But guess what? A lot of other folks are selling it too.
Competition.
That's right. So now what social media is doing is helping me confirm and fight off the competition.
Mm-hmm.
That's called sustaining preference. So you ask yourself, does social media work? In that case, yes, social media does work.
It definitely depends on how the way you use it. A lot of people can use social media for the wrong reasons. And when I go on, even on my social media account, I got the following that I did due to the fact that I just stayed true to myself. And that's one of the biggest things that I see on social media is that sometimes people paint a perfect picture, mm-hmm. like everything's okay. Like I lived this great, great life. You right. know, I'm fabulous. I got the money and all this and the third.
Talk, girl, talk.
But at the end of the day, why paint this perfect picture if it's not perfect?
You know, you said something that's really important, too. You said staying true to self.
Mm-hmm.
I get people asking me all the time, should they be something that they're not? They want to, and I keep pointing to Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is the consummate example of somebody who stayed true to self.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of these other guys who are saying to themselves, man, I wish I had kneeled. Or in their heart, they probably wanted to kneel.
Right.
But it was more important to win the favor of their coaches.
Right.
Or not be booed on social media.
Mm-hmm. Or lose endorsements.
But look at Colin Kaepernick now. He stayed true to self. He's probably going to be one of Nike's biggest.
And now he got people burning their shoes. Look at Jesus. Look how that worked out.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you know?
It's amazing. So that's staying true to self. And I've had people have even asked me when I come on this show, they said, Robert, you are a marketing show. Why are you talking about social issues? I said, well, guess what? I'm a marketing person, but that's not who I am. That's my profession.
Right.
I do that because that's my calling, but I always got to be me.
Right.
If I lose a customer because I am being true to self, that customer wasn't meant for me.
They got to go.
There are enough customers that think like me or free to let me be me that I can still eat without having to sell my soul.
And that's how you get far, because everyone want to be somebody else. I don't even know why. It's like, oh, I want to be like this person, but not 1% of you is being you. And it's like, God made us all unique in our own ways. Why do we all have to be like somebody else to try to basically satisfy the social media of the society? It's insane.
Yep. So let me talk about this. Does it work one more time? Because you also have to remember that social media is a tool. It's one of the tools in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say you went out and did a TV campaign, but you had advertising on social media going on at the same time. It may have been the TV campaign that took you over the finish line, but mm-hmm. the social media may have been a player. So when you're playing on a team, you can't just give the trophy to the person that went across the finish line when the whole team helped you get there.
Right.
So you have to look at social media also in that respect, that is part of a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be playing a role that the main media may not be able to fulfill. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up on the social media thing. What I'm going to do now is bring in our guest on Palacio Day, our accountant, in-house accountant. Tyler J., I understand you have to run, so if you have to step out in the middle of this, I understand you're a busy person. I really appreciate you joining me today on the Marketing Pulpit Radio
Show.
Thank
you so much for having me. I am so honored to even be here talking to you. You know, this is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And go to marketingpulpit.com. Tyler J.'s information is on the homepage, and she will be back. She's a force to be reckoned with, and looking forward to that movie coming out, Tyler J.
Absolutely.
All right. We have a Falasha Day. Falasha Day, welcome to the show.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I know you always got a tip for us today. How's everything going? And first of all, introduce yourself to the audience again, to anybody. I know it's hard to believe that somebody don't know who you are, but please, once again, reintroduce yourself to the audience.
Okay, so I'm Falasha Day, also known as the Accountant to Entrepreneurs. I'm the owner of Suncrest Financial Services, located here in Largo, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, my goal, Robert, is to save 100,000 businesses $1 trillion now. So the movement then, look, grew.
Hey, wait.
So, yeah.
You say 100,000 businesses $1 trillion. Lord have mercy.
$1 trillion. I had to ask myself, was it worth it? Could I do it? Yeah, I could. So that's what I do. I'm saving 100,000 businesses $1 trillion.
Mm. Well, let me tell you this, Philosophy. Tell us what kind of tip you got for us today. You always bring us something on in the area of accounting and taxes and keeping those books straight. What kind of tip you got for us today?
Well, I know you had mentioned that you were going to be talking about how bank clients, are they good for business?
Oh, you understand? Oh, yeah. We talked about that earlier. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So from an accounting perspective, Robert, that bank client allows you to make an amazing product.
Amen. So, hey, don't get me happy. Don't get me getting the spirit over here. Preach.
So that end up equating to more money, because then you'll have more satisfied customers. So it's always great to have a few clients, not a lot, maybe one or two, go through and have a bad experience, Robert, so you can see what your problem is, what you're lagging, what you're lacking, what you need to implement, what systems, what forms, what documents. You know what I mean? So. And then what type of efficiency, what level of productivity, what do you need to do to make your services amazing? You can only learn from those with mistakes.
Well, you know what, Philosophy, you're exactly right. Because I was saying that if you – sometimes we're so quick to label somebody a bad customer before we even introspect and look at ourselves. You might be, as far as that customer is concerned, you might be a bad provider. So who's the bad guy here? So I'm saying less, and I do admit that there are some people that really just probably shouldn't be on your client list there. But even the most difficult clients, there's opportunity to help you improve your game and your product.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then so that ends up equating to your accounting, because then that allows you to be able to predict how many clients you'll be able to retain every month and every year. You'll be able to have a definitive number in regards to monthly revenue or annual revenue. Mm. So when it comes down to having that bad experience, it allows you to correct all mistakes and just get a solid product that the clients know that they're not going to be able to get it from anywhere else. Like, even if it's a little hiccup here and there, okay, you know what? I had a worse experience, such and such. This is nothing compared to what I experienced. But one thing we have to understand, Robert, when it comes down to those bad clients, we may not be making the adjustments that we need in our business that's necessary to do. Satisfy the customer of today's age.
Well, you're exactly right.
Yeah. So all of that ties into your accounting. Without solid information about how many clients are going to pay this month, how do you know if you're going to meet your bills and your expenses and your payroll? If you're not sure if your product is working effectively, you don't know if you're going to get a lot of returns and buybacks and, you know, chargebacks.
Well, you're right. You're right, because we in marketing terms, we use the acronym lifetime value. And if you are constantly just dismissing clients because they're a bad client and not looking at yourself, then your lifetime value or customer retention is going to suffer. So before you ditch that customer that you thought was a bad customer, how about asking yourself, is there just one more thing that I can do? It may be just that one small thing that you can do to put that person from into the bad category into a positive, life-changing, business-changing experience.
Exactly.
And I tell you what, Blodgett, today I actually have experienced it probably twice this month, where I thought I had walked up on a bad client. They end up now, I feel like I have clients for life, and they have told me as such. Said, "Wow, we know." Oh, they said, "We know we are demanding, but you have risen to the challenge." I'm like, oh my goodness, that's the best news. Oh boy. Hey, Philogene, do this. Let people know how they can find out more about you and your wonderful service, please.
Robert, they can go and check out our website at Suncrest, Suncrest financials.com. Or you can search my name all over social media, Falashade, the accountant, spelled Folasade. But if you have some specific questions, Robert, they can call me in the office, 202-618-1297.
Falashade, we appreciate you, dear. Go to Marketing Pulpit. Also, she's on the Marketing Pulpit homepage. Her information is right there on the page with her picture. Thanks again, Falashade. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Robert. Yep, have a good day.
Thank you.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Lowe's. On 295 southbound, the 11th Street Bridge, the accident is cleared away. Still pretty slow, though, to get through all the activity there. 14th Street northbound, as you leave 395 heading up toward Independence Avenue intersection, there was very heavy traffic. Nothing reported in the roadway, though. New York Avenue, the usual volume, heading inbound and outbound between Northeast and Northwest D.C. Pros in the know, start with Lowe's to save on supplies they need most from the brands they trust to help get the job done. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high near 76 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 70 for low. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning becoming more intermittent during the afternoon and a high near 78. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And we're just glad that it's another Friday here. I love Fridays because it gives me a chance to come out here and spread some good information. We got to empower these companies, bring some information that's going to help our community. And we take a holistic approach. We just heard actress and model and red carpet host, Ms. Tyler J. She gave us some good inspirational information on how to balance work and your professional life. We also had our accountant and CPA, Palasha Day, talked about how we can turn those bad customer experiences into a situation where we can improve our bottom line. And now we're gonna take a pivot here, because I don't care how successful your business is or how many things you do right, if your health is not right, you're not going to make it. Some of you all out here are walking time bombs, I hate to say it. You're actually walking around. You might just drop it in a minute. And there's not always a red light that goes off and say things are bad. And so that's why I'm happy to have in the studio my guest. I'm out in the Maryland suburbs, and I was driving past this big building. I look up and it says, "Coming soon, urgent care." And I'm saying to myself, boy, is that ever needed? You're talking about filling a need. And then before I could even realize it, it's the same company, I realized that my company was actually doing work for them. My company has built their website, their logo, and I'm telling you folks, this thing that you talk about, the degrees of separation, is amazing. So I'm glad to welcome to the studio. We have Ms. Reba Gill. Good morning, Reba.
Hi, this is Dr. Gill. I am a practicing physician here in the community for the past 22 years, and I've been chief of medicine at Doctors and PG Hospital. I'm also on the board of Cigna Health Springs, and I'm also on the PCMH panel for Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'm also in the management committee of my ACO. So I bring all this expertise to be now the medical director for this urgent care. Wow. And to shape this into an excellence of a medical center.
Wow. I also have Mr. J.D. Singh. Good morning, J.D.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. I will be the person who's trying to run this integration between the medical doctor and the our chief operating officer here for the hospital. I'm the center director also.
Well, you seem to be up to the task. We got all these doctors around me. My goodness. My goodness. We also have Mr. Howard Ainsley of Nexus. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be with you. That's right. You're right as far as the health situation. If you don't have your health, you don't have much at all.
Doesn't matter how much money you make,
exactly.
How many customers you bring in the door. If you drop dead today, it's all for naught.
That's right. Good to be with you. And I would just say that I am the Senior Vice President, Chief Operating Officer for Nexus Health and Fort Washington Medical Center, and been with the organization about 2 years now, but we're trying to make improvements all along the way.
Okay.
Mr. Gatewood.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask Dr. Sink to address this for us. What are some of the challenges that are facing our community right now?
Yeah, there was a study done recently, a few years ago, called Community Health Needs Assessment. And mm-hmm. What came out from there is that our population in our county, Prince George's County especially, have a shortage of health care providers in primary care. Yeah, believe it. It's significant. What we also learned that there is a long wait times in the emergency room, and which is actually across the nation.
Okay.
And there's a high cost, the rising cost of healthcare, which is a big talk now.
That's a lot of talk right now. You're right.
Yeah. So as well as, some lack of ability of access of healthcare, people have to travel to D.C. and other places, Virginia, for the care. So those were the main challenges that we have. Add to it the usual thing, the chronic diseases, the obesity, the overweight, the diabetes, the blood pressure, and all those things. So those were the main challenges that have been identified that in our community right now.
Now, one thing that I've been involved kind of on the periphery of health as a food provider. I worked with a company in health food for many years, and that's where I got a lot of my marketing teeth. But one thing that we focused on was prevention. How big and how important is prevention when it comes to health?
Prevention is very, very important. Prevention is better than cure, as you know. And
yes.
Prevention is especially more important in this day and age because of the rising cost.
Yes.
So if we don't prevent the disease, then when we are dealing with a disease, there's so much cost. And plus with prevention, if we can catch something early, then we don't run into complications. And there are a lot of things that we can do in addition to the regular stuff that everybody knows about, like the mammograms and the colonoscopies. We at the center are going to take it one step further, and we are going to be doing things to diagnose diabetes before it happens. Like not many people know that there's a simple test that we can do, a blood test that will detect diabetes in a pre-diabetic stage.
Right.
If we catch the people in that stage, then we don't have to deal with the diabetes and all the complications. There are also some certain tests that we can do to detect coronary artery disease before it happens, when we see the blood blood vessel lining, and if we can detect changes in that, which we now have the ability to do, we will be able to detect heart disease before it happens. So prevention is the key to help us in this day and age.
Well, how big of a problem right now is diabetes? I noticed that a lot of people now have type 2 diabetes. How big of a problem is that in our community?
Diabetes is a big problem because it's related to what we eat and the lack of exercise and, of course, the food. As you said, you are big into the health food, like sodas and all that is causing a lot of increase in diabetes. And we're seeing type 2 diabetes in younger and younger population. And so this is something that is very dear to our center, is to prevent things from happening so we can cut down on the cost and keep the community healthy.
How are you contributing to this facility and helping the community?
I want to just share with you what I want to touch about, one point about what Dr. Gill was saying. Indeed, you know, eating healthy, exercising regularly, and avoiding tobacco and receiving the preventive services are so very important. And getting those preventative visits and vaccinations and well baby checks, those things are really critical to our community where we do see a lot of chronic disease. So preventative care is very important. But in terms of what we're doing, this is an exciting development for our community as it relates to this urgent care, primary care facility in Fort Washington, serving Fort Washington, certainly Oxon Hill and Temple Hills. We have a new 7,000 square foot urgent care, primary care facility that is, it is really, it knocks your socks off when you see it. It's just really beautiful. And so this is a joint venture, Mr. Gatewood, between our health system, that being Nexus Fort Washington Medical Center, and also now Fort Washington LLC, which is a group of physicians. And truly, this is a partnership. This is a partnership between our healthcare organization and the physicians. And we're looking for great things from this joint venture, this partnership, to really, again, meet the needs of the community. The facility, sir, is located at 10709 Indian Head Highway and Tantallon Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah. You know that neighborhood. Well, if you're going to anybody in D.C. area, if you're going down 210, like you're going to Waldorf or Brandywine, and it's right there on 210. It's a major thoroughfare, and it's convenient to Southern Maryland, Prince George's County, even coming out of Virginia, you can actually come down 210, and it's very easily accessible. Now, what are some of the services that people can expect to get there?
So some of the services that we – so there are two parts of it. One is the urgent care and one is the primary care. So in primary care, we are going to be doing everything that a primary care physician does, which is simple neurological things, eye problems, ear, nose, throat problems, any heart problems, any lung problems, any GI problems, and orthopedic problems. But in addition to that, we're going to take it a step further. We are also going to be doing marijuana evaluations because there's such an opioid crisis, as you know, and that's one of the key things to do doing that. We are going to be providing DOT physicals. We are also going to be doing genetic testing to help see which patient will respond to which medication, which is very important because a lot of doctors will just prescribe medications and that may not work for you. And so, and also the important one we are doing is telehealth, which is really the cutting edge.
Now, the Fort Washington now Urgent Care Center, they're actually going to be one of our regular guests on the show. We're looking to have them as a partner of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm just proud to have him here today. And please tell the audience, we're going to run out of time here, but please tell the audience once again how they can actually reach you and get to this wonderful facility.
So I think I'll give the phone number first. Is 240-493-9650. I repeat, 240-493-9650. It's open 8 to 8 on weekdays and 10 to 6 on weekends. Call anytime. We have a website, fwnowcare.com. fwnowcare.com. You can go there. Very soon you can make your appointments and actually see your wait time. So when you leave your home, you exactly know how much time would you require. The address, already heard, 10709 Indian Head Highway, Fort Washington, just on Highway 210 and Fort Washington Crossroad.
I'd like to thank you, Dr. Sink, Dr. Gill, and Mr. Ainsley for joining us today. Thank you for joining the Marketing Pulpit, folks. We're going to be back next week at the same time. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to this station. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by Lowe.